appreciate your gesture of love in standing. And I will say that the adab I would like to propose among us in this gathering and in all gatherings is when we first meet to stand, we meet each other standing, having been apart from each other for months or even years, we come together. That's when we stand, and there's a renewal of contact between us. And then day after day, I would like to invite you to, you know, be at your ease, and so no need to stand at the beginning of these sessions. But again, I feel the sincerity, the heart feeling that inspires you. It inspires me too. Now, when we look out over the ocean from a distance, we see first simply a great, vast, undifferentiated expanse. When we approach more closely, we see the rippling of the water. The rhythmic condition of the sea. How it is in constant motion. And when we come still closer, we no longer see the whole ocean, but our gaze alights on a single wave that approaches, rising, then falling, scattering itself and withdrawing into the sea. When we looked from a distance, we saw being itself. And when we looked up close, we saw a being, a wave. But that wave is, as we know, simply a condition of the ocean. It has no independent existence. And one cannot really say where it begins and where it ends. Embodiment is like this. All embodiment is a condition of the infinite totality. And all embodiment, by definition, is temporal. All embodiment is connected to every other embodiment, just as every wave is conceivable only within the larger pattern to which it belongs. So our physical body is as it is in consequence of our ancestry, and our nourishment, and the body is constantly renewed and at the same time continuously decaying. And this visible body is only one of a succession of, you might say, waves that together accommodate or produce this phenomenon that we call ourself, which is inextricable from the ocean of which it is a condition. See how all around us bodies are generating and degenerating and dying into each other and living on in one another in an endless cycle. As the rishis of the Upanishad say, I am food. I am the eater of food. All is nourishment, moving in an endless cycle. We eat and are eaten. We attract substance, impressions, ideas, emotions, and we scatter all of these. Hence, my father used to always speak of embodiment as a vortex or a whirlpool, whether it's the physical body or the body of light. It's an eddy into which matter or energy spirals in and from which matter, light spiral out again. And where is the self? Where's the thing itself? Is there a thing? Where's the thing of the wave? There's rhythm, there's movement, but if one looks for a thing, one will not find it. If you stop a thing and sever it from other things, it disappears. The finding of it is in its relation to everything else, as everything swirls and transforms. So our bodies are not the solid objects they appear to be. And moreover, these bodies are eroding before our eyes. But a purpose is served. And to find that purpose, we have to step back from our identification with a fixed notion of ourself, connected with the body, the body is not a prison, but it is a vehicle. You might say, the body is not the soul's prison, but its prism. And if you peel back the surface of the body, you discover a subtler body within it, and beneath that, a subtler one still and vaster, successively. But none of these are absolutes, none of these are monoliths, all of these bodies are like the gems in Indra's net that reflect every other gem. We are thus because everything else is as it is. If you were not as you are, I would not be as I am. Here the here in what we call the material world, the transaction is in molecules. In another dimension of the body, the give and take occurs via photons. In still another dimension, ideas and in yet another the music of vibration. Our fixation with our conception of our physical body and its eventual dissolution, a dissolution that is always anticipated but rarely generously contemplated, that conception is the root of all fear and agitation. Whereas the root of all ease consists of peering through the veil of death, distinguishing the various vehicles of spirit in an ascending succession, and beholding at the apex the one life that will never die. The first alchemical stage is called winter. It's winter now. Going down into the roots and letting the leaves and even stalks of the plant decay into the earth, to produce the rich loam, which will in turn feed the root. This is how trees and plants rot into themselves, rot to revive themselves. And this rotting, this descent into the soil, This is the deconstruction of our constructs, our facile lib routine presumptions. Just to be quiet, as everything tends toward quietness in the winter. Go underground. Putrefy and rest. No display. Nor any thought of doing anything or offering anything up. Any sort of action would be premature. So just putrefy. Might seem messy. Things don't look their best when decaying. And in fact, the shadows that have been concealed are evident. Be that as it may, it's necessary. Now, as our ordinary notion of our body and of ourself rots, let's see what's inside. There's certain practices that we can do now. Every day, and this is one in these days that we are together, because in alchemy, the washings must be repeated again and again. The substance is separated and then reunited, separated and reunited. We we come back again and again to the same practices. And with each recurrence comes a furtherance. One day you taste death in the practice. Another day you taste resurrection in the practice. It's the same practice. Now the practice of the symbol. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Ya Ahad, 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 Ya Ahad. Yahad. 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 Ya Ahad, 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 Ya Ahad. Ya Ahad, 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 Ya Ahad. Ya Ahad, 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 Ya Ahad. The weight come down off your shoulders and let your chest open up. Open up the space surrounding the heart, the left breast. Clear space. Sweeping out the dust, opening emptiness, breathing room, relaxing the left shoulder, softening all stiffness. Let the spaciousness move through muscle and fat and even bone and skin. and emptiness sprawling out from the heart through the left shoulder, opening out into the space behind. And arcing up to evacuate a corridor all as you inhale. And as you exhale, this zone of space is filled with a luminosity that unfurls from within the heart. Unfurling like a fern. Stretching out through the corridor of space behind your shoulder, extending its filaments a fine filigree. Of radiating tendrils composing on the culmination of the exhalation an outspread wing. And continuing now as we inhale, the wing indraws, folding in close and intensifying in its luminosity. As it approaches the heart from which it has sprung, Then conversely, as you exhale, splaying off into the distance and dimming, in its expanse, and you observe the rhythm of this beating of the wing, this constant expansion and contraction hovering over the heart. Let this motion continue as we invoke the Eternal Beloved. Ya Samad, 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 turn to the right side, opposite the heart in the right breast. Relax the shoulder. Breathe well. Feel the space between the ribs. Cultivate spaciousness. Evacuating the right breast and moving out, opening out through the right shoulder blade, a zone of silence, a zone of stillness. Reaching right through behind your right shoulder. And what is the shoulder? It's just a transparency. It's no longer opaque. It's translucent. Porous to the extreme. And now unfurls the luminosity of the Ruh, sprawling out, back and up, ascending. Knitting gossamer feathers of light into a splendid pinion, outstretching as you exhale and drawing in as you inhale. Now be conscious of both plumes at once, plumes erupting from the left shoulder blade and the right shoulder blade, rooted in the Qalb on the left and the Ruh on the right, flashing out and indrawing. Tracing the contours of the orb of the breath, which expands as you exhale farther and farther out into the distance, and which contracts as you inhale, intensifying. And you can even imagine your body moldering in the ground, feeding the little creatures of the soil. While still these two wings flap, and flapping they ascend, carrying that subtlety. Which no earthly maw can consume. So trust in these wings, trust in this anatomy that even here and now lights up the physical body and animates it, quickens it. And what carries the wings? As it is said in the Quran, look at the birds in the sky. Nothing holds them but Allah. Where will these two wings take you? Where are they taking you even now? And drawing in the plumes, you may draw them right around yourself as your hands follow suit. As a mantle, bright mantle. Of immortal protection. And seclusion in the intimacy of the innermost presence of the highest friend. Feeling our 2 feet on the floor, when you're ready we can open our eyes again and rise for the midday prayer.